Blog Talk Radio.
Have you ever loved somebody? The way God loves somebody. He loves you.
Wish everyone a happy Sunday. Truly, this is the day that the Lord has made, and we shall and we will rejoice and be glad in it. I was glad when they said unto me, let us go into the house of the Lord, that where he is, we may be also. And so we've come together today to lift up the name of Jesus. And it is he who declared, and I, if I be lifted up from the earth, that he would draw all men unto himself. And so we thank God today that he's bringing us together. And we can worship him in spirit and the truth. Bible teaches us now is the time that they that worship him, that they must worship him in spirit and in truth. And so that's what we've come to do today. We've come to worship. We've come to praise. We've come to give him thanks because truly he's worthy to be praised from the rising of the sun unto the going down of the name. His going down of the same. His name is worthy to be praised. We're going to open up with our invocation scripture from Psalm 24. The earth is the Lord and the fullness thereof, the world and they that dwell therein, for he has founded it upon the seas and established it upon the floods. Who shall ascend into the hill of the Lord, or who shall stand in his holy place? He that hath clean hands and a pure heart, who hath not lifted up his soul unto vanity, nor sworn deceitfully, he shall receive the blessings from the Lord and righteousness from the God of his salvation. This is the generation of them that seek him, that seek thy face, O Jacob. Lift up your heads, O you gates, and be lift up, ye everlasting doors, and the King of glory shall come in. Who is this King of glory? The Lord strong and mighty, the Lord mighty in battle. Lift up your heads, O ye gates, even lift them up, ye everlasting doors. And the King of glory shall come in. Who is this King of glory? The Lord of hosts. He is the King of glory. The Lord is in his holy temple. Let all the earth keep silence before him. The Lord is in his holy temple. The Lord is in his holy temple. Let all the earth keep silence. Let all the earth keep silence before him. Keep silence. Keep silence. Keep silence before him. Praise God. I'm going to ask Reverend Sykes if she would lead us in prayer this morning. Good morning, Reverend Sykes.
Good morning, Pastor. Let us pray. Father God, it's in the name of Jesus that we humbly bow before you this morning, thanking you for another day that you have allowed us to wake up with the new mercies of this day. Oh God, we come, oh God, with an attitude of gratitude and with grateful hearts this morning. Father God, we thank you for being the creator and the sustainer of life. Father, we thank you for the angels that keep watch over us day and night. And Father, we thank you, Father God, for being a prayer answering God. And Father, we need you in these challenging and difficult times that we're in. So we come this morning, Father, praying for the healing of the mind, body, soul, and spirit of mankind everywhere on this morning, Father. Bless your people this morning, God, and keep them strong in every area of their lives, Father God. For great is the Lord, and greatly to be praised, Father God. And Father, we thank you this morning for your peace when we are troubled, God. We thank you for bringing us healing, Father, when we are hurting, God. We thank you, oh God, for our strength, oh God, in weakness, oh God. Well, Lord, we just thank you, Father, for just giving us, oh God, the strength and the stamina and the perseverance to continue to stand strong in you, Father, because it is in you, oh God, that we live and move and have our very being, Father God. And so, Father God, we come this morning, God, thanking you for our pastor this morning, Father. We ask that you would build him up and gird him up, oh God, where he feels he's torn down, and that you would strengthen him in every area of his life, God, that he feels, oh God, that he needs to be strengthened in, Father God, that you would allow him, God, to preach your word, God, with clarity, with conviction, with power, and with boldness, and under the anointing of your Holy Spirit, oh God, on this morning, Father. And Father God, we thank you for our First Lady this morning. We ask that you would continue to be her pillar of strength, Father God, that you would keep her, oh God, as only you can, Father God, that you will continue to lead, God, and direct her, Father God. And we pray, oh God, for Heart of God Baptist Church this morning, Father God.
Yeah.
We thank you for how far you have brought us, Father God. We thank you, Father God, oh God, for just being our strength, Father God. We thank you, Father God, for just, oh God, just keeping us down through the years, Father, because you have been so good to us, Father. You have blessed us. You have kept us, Father God. And, Father God, you have healed us on numerous occasions, Father God.
Yeah.
You have healed those in our church family on numerous occasions, Father. And so, Father, we are just so grateful to you this morning, Father God, for who you are and what you are in our lives, Father God, because you are an awesome God. You are a mighty God, and you are a great God. And so we just come with grateful hearts this morning. We just come with hearts of thanksgiving this morning, Father God, because you have been so kind and so generous and so amazing in our lives, Father. And so, Father God, we just thank you, Father God, and we bless your name on today, Father God. We ask, Father, that you would bless those that are listening, Father God, by whatever mode of communication they're listening by this morning, Father God. We ask, Father God, that you would keep them, Father God, as the apple of your eye, Father God. And, Father God, we pray for those that are absent part of our church families on today, Father God. Keep them, Father God, as only you can, Father God. And, Father God, we thank you, Father God, for stretching forth your hand of healing, oh God, and touching, oh God, and delivering, oh God, and setting free, oh God, your people on this morning, Father God. Because, Father, we can't make it without you, Father God, and you are more than enough in our lives, Father God. So we thank you this morning, and we bless your name, and we praise your name this morning, Father God. And we ask, Father God, that you would just continue, Father God, to order our steps in your word, Father God. For we thank you for your word this morning, because your word is truth, power, and strength. We thank you for your anointing, because we know that your anointing, it destroys every yoke, and it makes a difference, Father God. And so, Father, we love you, and we adore you, and we magnify and glorify your name this morning, and we say hallelujah to your name this morning, Father God. And we ask all of this in the precious name of Jesus this morning, in the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. In Jesus' mighty name we pray, amen, amen, and thank God.
Amen, amen, and thank God. Thanks for a powerful prayer this morning. We know, amen, without a shadow of a doubt, that God is a prayer-answering God. Amen. We are all recipients of answered prayer. Amen. She mentioned in her prayer, amen, that God has healed many of our bodies down through the years, amen. And for that reason, we don't have any other reason. We ought to give God praise that he is still a healer this morning. I think I'm going to say that again, that if it wasn't for anything else, we should give him praise. Is that we should give him praise because all of us have experienced God as a healer. So if you don't mind, amen, for about a few seconds this morning, just give God some praise. Give him a sacrifice of praise. Give him a hand clap of praise and say, God, I thank you that you are my healer. God, I thank you, God, that when I was sick, God, you healed my body and I was able to get well. God, I thank you, oh God, that on many occasions, amen, that you stepped in when the enemy meant for my bad, you turned it around for my good. God, I thank you today, God, because you have been so good to me. And I give you honor, I give you glory, and I give you praise, God, because truly, if it had not been for you, somebody ought to say glory, hallelujah. For the Lord on my side, where would I be? Oh God, we're going to give you a sacrifice of praise today, that even if we don't feel like it, even God, if I have a few aches and pains in our bodies, God, we're still going to praise you, God. We're still going to put our hands together, God. We're going to lift up our hands. We're going to wave holy hands. We're going to praise you with the fruit of our lips, that truly, God, you're worthy to be praised. From the rising of the sun until the going down of the same, your name, God, your name, God, your name, God, is worthy to be praised. Hallelujah. Thank God, amen, that he's still a healer this morning. I'm going to say that again, that he's still a healer this morning. And by his stripes, we are healed. Amen. Amen. There's a song we sang in the church. Amen. And many times that we would go to the nursing homes, the various places of ministry that we would go, and we would sing this song, and the song is number 340 in the Baptist hymnal. It's entitled, What a Friend We Have in Jesus. And the conversation in verse 1 says, what a friend we have in Jesus, all our sins and grief to bear. What a privilege to carry everything to God in prayer. Oh, what peace we often forfeit. Oh, what needless pain we bear, all because we do not carry everything. I'm going to say that again, everything to God in prayer. So let us sing to the glory of God. Amen. Remembering back when we was all together in one place. Amen. And we were able to sing this song and it brought joy to your heart and soothing to your soul. Amen. Because we know without a shadow of a doubt that Jesus is a friend that sticks closer than a brother. And when nobody else is around, amen, you can depend on Jesus, your friend. Amen. So let us sing to the glory of God. What a friend we have in Jesus. All our sins and griefs to bear. What a privilege to carry everything to God in prayer. Oh, what peace we often forfeit. Oh, what needless pain we bear. All because we do not carry everything to God in prayer. Have we trials and tribulations? Is there trouble anywhere? We should never be discouraged. Take it to the Lord in prayer. Can we find a friend so faithful who will all our sorrows Jesus knows our every weakness. Take it to the Lord in prayer. Are we weak and heavy laden, cumbered with a load of care? Precious Savior, still our refuge, take it to the Lord in prayer. Do thy friends desire forsake thee? Take it to the Lord in prayer. In his arms he'll take and shield thee. Thou will find a solace there. And someone would say, what a friend we have in Jesus. And someone would say, yes, Lord, you have been my friend down through the years. And someone over on that side would say, what a friend we have in Jesus. And someone would say, praise the Lord, he's been my friend down through the years. And someone in the front would say, what a friend we have in Jesus. And someone went back in the back would say, yes, Lord, I thank you that you've been my friend when nobody else was around and nobody else understood. And they would continue to sing that song, what a friend. The choir would pick it up. What a friend we have in Jesus, all our sorrows and griefs to bear. And somebody would say, I know that God has been there with me, and I couldn't have made it if it wasn't for my friend when everybody else was not around and everybody else was going through just like I was going through. I had a friend. Yes, I did. I got a friend. Yes, I do. Amen. And his name, come on now, is Jesus. I said his name is Jesus. Yes, he said he'd stick closer than a brother. Said he'd be a friend to the friendless. He'd give hope to the hopeless. He'll give peace when there is no peace. Oh, what peace we often forfeit. Oh, what needless pain we bear. All because we do not carry everything. I said everything to God in prayer. Hallelujah. Thank God for the songs of the old school that let you know that you do have a friend. Don't nobody else want somebody know what I'm talking about. Don't nobody else won't be your friend. Come on now. They don't think you're worthy of their presence. Amen. You let them know that you got a friend. Come on now. Hallelujah. Amen. That loves you in spite of you. They won't talk and treat you bad. Amen. They won't turn their back on you, but you got a friend that will be with you until the end. Hallelujah. Thank God. Amen. For a friend we have in Jesus. Amen. Praise God this morning. We're going to go to our worshiper this morning. Amen. Our first worshiper, we're going to go to last four digits, 3343. Good morning, 3343. Good morning.
Good morning. Thank God for the morning to give me the second chance to stay above this ground and give me the homage and praises, holy name, and send back to the Father for ease these pains in his hands and my side and whatnot, and having the pain and with this phone and acting a fool. And we said, thank you. God gave me another second chance to stay above this ground. Said, thank you. Amen.
Amen. Thank you for your testimony this morning. We're going to go to our next worshiper. Last four digits, 7351. 7351, good morning.
Good morning, Pastor Kayshawn and First Lady and the Heart of God family. It's just so good to hear all of you guys again this week. And I want to thank the good Lord for carrying us all through, bringing us from day to day and week to week with all the things that are going on around us. He is protecting us and keeping us safe. and he has brought us this far and will continue to bring us this far. And
yeah.
Just keep talking to him. Keep your faith in him. Let him know that you love him, you praise him, honor him, and that you will always continue to praise him and love him. And I just want to say, I pray, too, that we'll see and hear each other next week. Thank the Lord. God bless you.
Amen. Amen. Thank you for your testimony this morning. Let's go to our First Lady this morning. Good morning, First Lady. How you doing this morning?
Good morning, Heart of God. It is great to be on the line this morning. I thank the Lord for all of your prayers of healing in the name of Jesus. I'm doing well. Thank the Lord. And I just want to be mindful of our members who are going to have surgery this week. Keep Reverend Sykes lifted up in prayer. Also, Miss Judy, who is Renee and Misha's mom, keep them lifted up in prayer. We know God is in the healing business, and we know that he will do exactly what he said. And I just thank the Lord for keeping everyone safe. Yes, this is more or less our new normal. But God has brought us through. He has blessed us. And thank the Lord for the vaccine that has helped us along the way. God said he would never leave us nor forsake us. Man will let us down, but God is in the business of healing. He's in the business of lifting up. He's in the business of just keeping us from ourselves sometimes, and letting us know that he has the final say and man does not. And I thank the Lord for that. I just pray that everyone have a blessed week. I love you. And I'm sending out air hugs and kisses. You all have a blessed week. Love you all.
Amen. Thank you, First Lady, for your testimony. We're going to go to our next worshiper. Last word is 9274. 9274, good morning.
Good morning, everybody. I just wanted to say that I'm glad that everybody is doing well, and I just pray that everybody continues to stay safe and continue to stay focused on God, because he is the only one that's going to keep us from falling, and I just pray that everybody has a great week.
And thank you for your testimony this morning. Going to go to our next worshiper. Last four digits, 0025. 0025, good morning.
Good morning, Pastor. Good morning, everyone. Truly, we do have a friend indeed in Jesus, and he is a friend that sticketh closer than a brother. Thank God this morning for his love, for his peace, and for his faithfulness. But truly, he is a mighty good God. Yes, he is. And so I thank God for his keeping power on this morning. Because great is the Lord and greatly to be praised. He is a mighty God. He is a great God. And so I thank God this morning, because I know that God will do just what he said he would do. And so I thank God this morning that he is a God that can and will and is able to do anything but fail, because there is no failure in him. And so I praise God this morning, and I thank him this morning for the opportunity to be able, amen, to be on this church line this morning and to have the opportunity to hear everyone this morning. So God bless you. Have a very, 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 very good day, and stay safe, and I love you.
And thank you for your testimony this morning. We're going to go to our next worshiper. Last four digits, 7971. 7971, good morning.
Lady and Heart of God Church and all the listeners this morning that are on the line. I just thank God that he's allowed me to come this far. And I thank God because he's true to his word, and the song that you sang, we sang this morning, What a Friend We Have in Jesus. I've been singing that song for a mighty long time. And when I was going through the death of my sister, a dear friend of mine said to me, she said, Vi, you know, what a friend we have in Jesus. And we sang the song together. And she said, we're going to take to God in prayer everything from this day forward. She said, take it to God in prayer. And that's the only secret peace that you will get, because he's true to his word. He loves us. And she said, if God be for you, who can be against us? Those are God's words. And if we listen to God's word and be obedient and just let God take over the situation, no matter what it might be, it helps us so much. It helps us so much. And the song really lifted me up this morning, because it tells me I'm on the right track to do God's will in my life and allow his will to be done in my life. You all be safe. Thank God for the snow, because it slowed down some of the murder and the killings. You know, folk don't like cold weather. They don't like snow at all. I love snow. But he allowed it to come to bring peace on his earth. And it did. It really did. It brought us all back into the house. And we should be appreciative to what God has allowed to happen, although it keeps, we already inside anyway, so it doesn't matter. But I thank God for all of you all. You be safe, and God loves you, and so do I.
Good morning, everyone. Good morning, Pastor, First Lady. I'm glad to hear a good praise report, First Lady. I'm glad to know, Pastor, you and your family have continued to be being blessed and being healed. I thank God for another day. I just give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, his mercy and his grace endureth forever. Every praise to my God, every word of worship to my God, every praise to my God, every praise to my God, every word of worship to my God, every praise to my God. God, my Savior, God, my Deliverer, God, my Healer.
That's all right.
Every praise to my God. Praise hallelujah to my God. Glory hallelujah to my God. Every praise to my God. Be blessed, everyone. Thank God.
Amen.
Thank God.
Amen. Amen. Thank
love
you for
God.
Your
thank
testimony.
God.
And thank you for the praise song. Amen. Hallelujah. Every praise to our God. We're going to go to our next worshiper. Last 4 digits, 1741. 1741. Good morning.
Hallelujah. Praise God. Good morning, Pastor. Good morning,
amen.
First Lady. And good morning, heart of God. Every praise is to our God.
Hallelujah.
Truly, he is worthy to be praised this morning. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. From the rising of the sun until it going down of the same.
Yeah.
His name, hallelujah, Jesus, is worthy to be praised. And I thank God this morning. I bless him and I praise him because he is a mighty good God. I thank God because he's been more than a friend. He's sticking closer than a brother. And he has been my Lord and my Savior. And I give him all the glory, all the honor, and all the praise. And so I just thank you, Pastor. I thank the heart of God. I thank God for my family. I thank him for his darling son, Jesus. He paid my sin debt in full. Yeah. I thank him for the power of the Holy Spirit that keeps me day by day. I praise God and I thank him because he blessed me on Friday to be 75 years of age. He gave me another year, and I give God the glory because truly he brought me through. He's been my healer, hallelujah, Jesus. He's been my way maker, hallelujah, Jesus. He is more than enough. He's been the all-sufficient Savior. So I give him all the glory this morning because truly he is worthy to receive it. And so I bless him, and I say glory, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father. Thank you for your many blessings. Thank you for your loving kindness. Thank you for your mercy, and thank you for your grace. God bless you all, and I love you.
Amen, amen. Thank you for your testimony this morning. Truly, God is continuing to bless us, even in the midst of the storm. Amen, that God has the ability to be able to bless you and to bless me. So we thank God, amen, for his continued blessings. And we thank God for, amen, his new mercies that we are experiencing today. The songwriter said, morning by morning, new mercies we see. All we have needed, his hand has provided. And great is the Lord's faithfulness toward us. And so I'm delighted today to know, amen, that God, amen, is still. I said he's still in control. And like we said in our Psalm 24 invocation, amen, that the earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof, the world and they that dwell therein, amen. Because it's his world, amen, he still can bless us, amen. He still can provide for us. And he still, like we talked about on last Sunday, show favor to his, amen, children. And so we thank God for his blessings. Amen. So we'll get ready to go to the Lord in prayer. And I want to ask Reverend Lindsay, she'll get ready to lead us in prayer. We want to continue to pray for all of our church family. Amen. Pray for those that are in hospitals and those that are in various nursing homes and rehab centers. And remember Reverend Sykes, remember the Rice, amen. Remember Misha and Renee and their mom and Sister Redmond, Sharon Redmond, her sister Judy has been entered into hospice care, and pray for them, pray for their strength, pray for healing, pray for God's will to be done in their life, and pray for all of our members, our family and friends near and far, all over this world, amen, that are standing in the need of prayer and standing in the need of from a blessing from God, amen. Pray for all of the churches that are open in the name of Jesus. Continue to pray for our president, the vice president, President Biden, and Vice President Harris. Pray for those that are being considered for the Supreme Court bench, amen. The president has indicated that he is seeking to nominate a black woman for the vacancy that Justice Breyer will be retiring. And so we pray for that process, amen, that it will be a process that's pleasing in the sight of God, amen. A great time to experience history in the country that we live in, amen, that God has seen fit, amen. Somebody say, oh, glory, amen, that a black woman, amen, would be considered as a candidate, amen, for the Supreme Court to give insight, amen, from, amen, a woman of color from the black community on the highest court in the land of the United States of America, amen. Something to behold, amen, in this time that we are living in. continue to pray for our men and women in uniform. You know that there are rumors of war and unrest in the area of Europe and the area of Russia and the area of the countries that are in the southern, the northern hemisphere of Europe. And we know that God is able to hold the reins. And so we pray for our men and women in uniform who are standing guard all over the region, and particularly in that area, that God would have his way in those areas. Continue to pray for those that have been in the way of the great cyclone bomb or the snowstorm that is up and down the east coast of the United States, that he would have enough energy and power and food to be able to sustain them through the storm. Continue to pray for our children and our children's teachers and parents, guardians, as they navigate going to school and remote learning and in-person learning with the global pandemic of COVID that is still upon us. And we know that God is still in control, and pray for those that are on the front line and those that are continuing to come up with vaccines and therapeutics and over-the-counter medications to help us to weather the storm of this COVID-19 pandemic. And so there's a lot and a lot of people to be praying with and pray for. Pray for our local and state government officials and police women and men all over this country to know that there is a need of prayer for people to come together, people to humble themselves before God and seek his face and turn from their wicked ways. And God said that if they would do that, that he would forgive them of sins and heal their land. And so we need a healing from God in all areas around this world, in every continent, in every state, in every city, in every place we are in this world. We need God's hand to come in and provide healing. And so we're going to ask Reverend Lindsay to get ready to lead us in this prayer. Reverend Lindsay.
Let us pray. O Lord, our Lord, how excellent is thy name in all the earth. Who has set thy glory above the heavens? Father God, we come this morning with grateful hearts. We come with hearts of thanksgiving and praise, just thanking you for another beautiful Sunday. Thanking you, O God, for your grace and your mercy that touched us early this morning. You allow us to get up, Father, with the activities of our limbs. And Father God, in spite of what we feel like or look like this morning, you have been faithful. You brought us through. And so for that, we are grateful, Father God. We're thankful, Father, because you love no hurt, harm, or danger to come to us or come to our dwelling places. And, oh God, you just touched our minds, that we had a mind to get on the phone. We had a mind to worship you this morning. And, Father God, we are grateful this morning, Father God. We are grateful for your darling son, Jesus, who died that we might have a right to the tree of life. We are grateful for the Holy Spirit that you left here, oh God, to teach us and to guide us and lead us in your truth and in your righteousness. And, Father, we are eternal grateful for your word of truth, oh God. Father God, we thank you this morning. We thank you for every blessing. We thank you for your many benefits. We thank you because you are a good God. We thank you, Father God, because you haven't dealt with us according to our sins and according to our iniquities, but truly thou hast been good unto us. And so, Father God, I ask in Jesus' name that you would look on our hearts, oh God. And if you see anything this morning, Father, that's not pleasing in your sight, I ask, Father God, that you will just cleanse us from all unrighteousness. And, Father God, through the cleansing process, oh, God, mm-hmm. that you would give us more and more of your love, more and more of your compassion, more and more of your strength, more and more of your healing virtue. Father God, I pray in Jesus' name that you would look on Pastor Kayson this morning, that you will be his strength and be his help, oh, God.
Yes, ma'am.
Be his way maker, oh, God. I pray, Father God, for First Lady Kayson, that you will continue to touch her, continue to heal her, Father. And then, oh, God, I pray for the Heart of God Baptist Church, that you will be with each and every person, oh, God. Father God, that you will meet their every need according to your riches mm-hmm. and glory. Father God, I pray for churches all over the land that are teaching and preaching righteousness in your name, for your glory and for your name's sake. And then, oh, God, I pray, Lord Jesus, that you would look on servant leaders everywhere, Father. Oh, God, that you will continue to strengthen them and be with them. And then, Father God, I pray that you would look on the unsaved this morning, Father God. Mm-hmm. Those that don't know you, Father God, that you would draw them nigh unto your cross, oh, God. Father God, I pray through your preach word, Lord Jesus, that someone will come to know you as Lord and Savior, that they will know without a shadow of doubt that you love them, Father God, with an everlasting love. Oh, God, that you have a plan and a purpose for their life. And, Father God, that you and you alone, Lord Jesus, have the answer. You have the key to everything that they need this morning. Oh, God, I thank you. Thank you, Father. Thank you because you are a prayer-answering God. Thank you, Father, because you are God that sit high and look low, and you never fail, Father God. You know every man and what we stand in the need of, Father. So, Father God, I pray this morning through the mighty name of Jesus that you stretch out your mighty hands, oh, God. Father God, that you will continue to keep your people, oh, God. Continue to lead us and guide us in your grace and your mercy, oh, God, in your love, Father God. And, Father God, I pray for the Heart of God Baptist Church in its entirety. Father God, I pray, Lord Jesus, that you will keep us united in your love. Hold us in your grace and in your mercy, oh, God. And, Father God, when we become a little weary, oh, God, when we become a little tired and confused, oh, God, Father God, when we want to throw in the towel and give up, oh, God, remind us, Father God, that you are that friend. Hallelujah, Jesus. That you are that friend that sticketh closer than a brother. Hallelujah, Jesus. That you are that friend, Lord Jesus, that held mm-hmm. us in the midnight hour, oh God.
Yeah.
When our bodies was racked with pain, oh God. When we didn't know which way to turn and where to go, Father. Remind us, Lord Jesus, that you were the friend, oh God, that hung on Calvary cross, oh God. That you were the friend, oh God, that shed your blood, oh God, that we might have hope, we might have joy. Hallelujah, Jesus. And we might have some peace, Father. We thank you, Lord Jesus. We thank you for being that friend this morning, Father. We thank you, Lord Jesus, for being that friend, Lord Jesus, that paid it all, that paid it all, mm-hmm. Lord Jesus. Oh, hallelujah, Father. We give you glory this morning. We give you honor and praise. Because truly you've been mighty good unto us. Hallelujah, Jesus. You were that friend, Father, when we didn't have food on our table, oh God. When we didn't know how we were going to pay our mortgage and our rent, oh
Hallelujah.
God. You were that friend, Lord Jesus. And oh God, when we walked in the hospital and the doctor said they couldn't do anymore, Lord Jesus. Oh God, you were that comforting friend, oh God. You were that friend, Lord Jesus, that held us. Hallelujah, Jesus.
Yeah.
When the pains wouldn't stop, Father, you were that friend, Lord Jesus, that knew and understood when man wrote us off and said it was all over, Lord Jesus, and they didn't have time, Father God. But you were that friend, Jesus, that held us in the palm of your hand. So we thank you, Father. We thank you this morning for just being God and God all by yourself. Mm-hmm. And we pray, Father, that you continue to look on Robin's sights, continue to build her up. We pray for her healing, oh God. As she go to the doctor this week, Father, as they perform surgery, oh God, we pray, Father, oh Lord, that you will be the healer, that you will be the doctor. Hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you for your healing virtue. We pray, Father God, that you will look on Mother Judy, be with her, oh God. Be that mother and that friend. Be everything that Sister Renee, Sister Sharon, and Sister Patway need, oh God, and the rest of the family members, oh God. Father God, we know that you make no mistakes in nothing that you do. And then, Father God, we pray for Dick and Bryce this morning. We pray that you continue to be her strength, continue to be her healer. We thank you for everything that you've done for her, Lord. We thank you, Father. We thank you. We thank you. We thank you. We thank you, Jesus, because you are that prayer answering God. And Father God, we pray for all those that are sick and afflicted this morning in hospitals, homes, and nursing homes. We pray, Father, that you will continue to touch, continue to heal. We pray, Father God, that you will look on all those that are sick with COVID and other variants this morning. We pray, Father God, for our teachers. We pray for our students. We pray for parents and guardians. We pray, oh God, that you will continue to guide them and lead them and direct them. We pray for our government leaders and officials everywhere, oh God. We pray for military here at home and abroad. Father God, only you have to answer. You tell us that there will be wars and rumors of wars. But, oh God, we pray for peace this morning, oh God. Lead us and guide us. Help us to make the right decisions, oh God. Father God, I pray that you sit down at the conference table with them, oh God. You meet their every need, oh God, because you are more than enough. You are the all-sufficient Savior. And we thank you this morning, Father. We thank you for putting food on our table and clothing on our back. We thank you for putting a shelter over our heads, oh God. But most of all, we thank you for being our Savior. We thank you for dying for our sins and giving us eternal life. And Father God, I pray for every person, oh God, that is tuned in today, that you will meet their needs, regardless of what it is, Father, that you will be their all-sufficient Savior. Father God, I pray for mankind everywhere, because we all need you, Father, whether they know it or not, Lord Jesus. We need your mercy. We need your grace. We need your hand of pity. And Father God, we pray for churches. We pray for all pastors. And we pray for those that, Father God, just need a special hand of grace and your saving mercy. Oh God, we thank you. We thank you and we thank you. We bless you and we praise you. We say hallelujah to your name, because truly thou art worthy to be praised. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good. It is your mercy, Lord Jesus, that endureth forever. And we thank you, Father. We thank you for your enduring mercy that you will give today. And we praise you for these and all blessings. In your darling son, Jesus' name, I pray. Amen, amen, and amen.
Amen, amen, and amen. Thank God, amen, for the power of prayer. Amen, in all of our lives. No, amen. God still, amen, knows what we need and when to give it to us. And so we thank God for his continued blessings. Amen. Thank Reverend Lindsay for a powerful, fervent prayer. Amen. Amen. We want to get ready to go to the Word of God today. And we're going to go to a couple of different places. We're going to go first to the book of Psalms and Psalm 121, and then we also want to look at a few verses in the book of Genesis, in the 50th chapter of the book of Genesis, and we want to look at a couple of folks that learned how to lean and depend on the Lord, amen, and encourage us collectively, individually, as a church family, that we too can lean on the Lord. Amen. And so a very familiar psalm, Psalm 121, and it's a psalm of David. And I'll be reading that, and then we'll go to read some of Genesis 50 And we'll pray the Lord that he will guide us to the message that will encourage us as a church family today. Amen. And help us to make it through today and through the week. And so Psalm 121, it says, I will lift up mine eyes unto the hills, from whence my help. My help cometh from the Lord, which made heaven and earth. Verse 3 says, he will not suffer thy foot to be moved. He that keepeth thee will not slumber. Verse 4 says, behold, he that keepeth Israel shall neither slumber nor sleep. It says in verse 5, the Lord is thy keeper. The Lord is thy shade upon thy right hand. Verse 6 says, the sun shall not smite thee by day, nor the moon by night. The Lord shall preserve thee from all evil. He shall preserve thy soul. In the last verse, verse 8, it says, the Lord shall preserve thy going out and thy coming in from this time forth and even forevermore. And so if we go to Genesis, we'll see the story about a fellow by the name of Joseph. So in Psalm 121, we heard a story about a fellow by the name of David. And Genesis 50th chapter, and we'll read beginning at verse 17. Now let's go up to verse 15, read down to verse 21. It says, and when Joseph's brethren saw that their father was dead, they said, Joseph will peradventure hate us and will certainly require us all the evil which we did unto him. And they sent a messenger unto Joseph, saying, thy father did command before he died, saying, in verse 17, so shall ye say unto Joseph, forgive, I pray thee now, the trespass of thy brethren and their sin, for they did unto thee evil, and now we pray thee, forgive the trespass of the servants of the God of thy father. And Joseph wept when they spake unto him. In verse 18, it says, and his brethren also went and fell down before his face, and they said, behold, we be thy servants. It continues in verse 19, it says, and Joseph said unto them, fear not, for I am in the place of God. He asked the question, am I in the place of God? In other words, Joseph is saying, I'm not God. In verse 20 says, but as for you, you thought it evil against me, but God meant it unto good, to bring to pass as it is this day, to save, stop right there, to save much people. Let us pray. Merciful God, our Father, we thank you for another privilege, an opportunity to stand and declare your word. Father, I pray that you will forgive me of my sins, oh God, that you will be faithful and just to forgive me and to cleanse me from all unrighteousness, oh God, that I may be a pure vessel used by you, oh God, that the sinners will be saved, converted, saints will be edified, but most of all, God, you would receive honor and glory to your name. We ask it all in Jesus' name. Amen. And so when we look at that 20th verse of chapter 50 of the book of Genesis, it says that much people would, to save much bloodline, much people to be saved. In other words, God allows his people, his servants, to be able to run into the midst of trouble, in the midst of evil situations, troubling situations and evil situations, so that much people could be saved. So that people that don't know God, that people that are lost, can be saved. And so once the people understand this, once people understand that God is using them and God is using people around them, even in the midst of trouble, even in the midst of evil, that God is using them so that many people can be saved that don't know God. And so what he does is he allows his servant, in this case Joseph, in this case David, to know, amen, that even in the midst of trouble, even in the midst of evil, amen, that they could lean and depend on God. And so that will be the title of this sermon today, if we were to have a title, amen, is that you can still lean and depend on God. I'm going to say that again, that you can still lean and depend on God. And we see that in the Old Testament, that there were many characters, just like in the New Testament, amen, that had a relationship with God that was so strong, that was so rooted and grounded in God, that as they went through the challenges of their lives, and these two young men, Joseph and David, they had a relationship early on with God. And because of their early introduction and relationship with God, as they grew and they experienced evil and they experienced trouble situations in their lives, they were able that in the midst of that to lean on God, amen, and God allowed them to be able to make it through those difficult situations and circumstances. In other words, our upbringing, my brothers and sisters, is so important that our parents and our grandparents and our guardians, amen, that they take time and take effort, amen, to teach us as children, amen, about this true and living God. And in the book of Exodus, and the book of Deuteronomy, it talks about, amen, that we should teach them diligently to our children. We should let them know who God is. We should speak when they get up. We should speak during the day. We should speak to them about God even before they go to bed at night, so they would know, amen, who God is. And as parents and guardians, that we would live a godly life before them, amen, so that they would know that even in the midst of trouble, in the midst of evil, that they could lean and depend on God, and that God would deliver them, amen, from the trouble and the evil that they were in the midst of. In other words, there's a plan for every one of our lives. And the plan for every one of our lives does not exempt us from trouble and evil situations. In other words, the Bible says that a man that is born of a woman is but a few days and full of trouble. And so we all understand that our lives are not going to go smooth sailing without a hiccup, without a bump in the road, without a storm, without a sickness or illness or a trial in our lives. And so the key is to understand who God is and what God says. And when you understand who God is and what God says, when the evil and the trouble and the difficult situations come, you can lean and depend on God. Somebody ought to say amen. You can lean, look at somebody and say, you can lean and depend on God. When trouble comes your way, when the evil situation is surrounding and looming on the horizon, you can lean and depend on God. When your situation comes where there's trouble in your life, or there's a situation that rocks your world, or a storm that comes into your life, because you have been rooted and grounded in God, because from an early age, amen, you have been taught, you have been introduced to God, amen, that when those times come, amen, you can realize and you can act upon and you can carry out the ability to lean and depend on God. And so when you look at the psalmist David, amen, He poses the question in Psalm 121. He says, I'm going to look to the hills from whence cometh my help. But he says, I'm going to go ahead and let you know I understand, amen, that I can look to the hills, amen. But the hills are not going to provide me the help. But it is the Lord who owns the hills. Come on now. You do know that God owns the cattle on a thousand hills. But it is the God, it is the Lord, amen, that owns the hills, amen, that's going to provide me the help. Have I got a witness? In other words, there are things, amen, in this world that are created by God. That's why when we look at that Psalm 24, when our invocation says the earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof, the world and they that dwell there. So there's things in this earth, in this world, that will remind us of the majesty of God, that will remind us of the power of God, that will remind us, amen, of the infinite God, that will remind us of his infinite wisdom. And so when you look at the hills and you can say that man could not make these hills. Man could not make these stars. Man could not make this moon. And so when I look up to the hills, I can recognize and realize that God is in control. And if God could make the stars, the moon, and the sun in the sky, and if God can make these majestic hills and mountains, surely, amen, he can help his child like me. Have I got a witness? And so as I look at those hills, and so as he looked at the hills in the midst of his trouble, in the midst of his trial, surely a God that can make hills and mountains and valleys and stars and moons and sun and place them in their choruses and their stars above, that surely this God that has the earth as his footstool, that has the earth as his handiwork, surely if he can create and do these things, surely he can help me in my everyday situation. And if I realize and recognize and honor him and acknowledge him as the God of creation, surely I can say, God, if you have me in this world that you have created, and this trial and this trouble, this evil is troubling me, I'm sure that I can look to you for some help in my situation. Look at somebody and said, I know God can help me in all my situations. And so if you look at that verse 2 of Psalm 121, he says, my help cometh from the Lord. And the reason why I say my help comes from the Lord, because he's the one that made heaven and earth, that he's the one that I can look up in the mountains and realize, amen, that there's no situation that's greater than God. And when you look at the sun and the moon and the stars and the mountains and the very valleys and the earth and the seas that are in our very view, we can realize that there's so much power in creativity. There's so much power in how he made this earth, that there's nothing that's impossible with God. There's no problem that God can't solve. There's no issue that he can't handle. There's no trouble that he can't resolve. There's no evil that he cannot quell. And so when I look at God's handiwork and I begin to experience the awness of his work, that what he made, I understand, amen, that same God that made the heaven and the earth is the same God that's going to help me in my time of need. And so the psalmist goes on to declare that he knows God for himself. And my brothers and sisters, when you begin to lean and depend on God more and more in your life. These two young men, they leaned and depended on God from an early age. And many of you have the record that your mother and your father and your relatives and folk that were around you constantly introduced you to God and constantly lived the life of God before you and constantly spoke the word of God in your life and constantly, amen, let you know know, amen, that we might have trouble in the land and trouble in your way, and there might be evil situations and circumstances, that God was still in charge, that God's will would be done. And so when you look at that chapter 121 and verse 3, David, the psalmist of 121, he's letting us know without a doubt, a shadow of a doubt, he says, he will. And when you have that sureness, assurance, that blessed assurance of what God can do and what God will do, you won't say he might. You won't say I think he will. You will say he will. Somebody need to say he will this morning to that trouble, amen, that's in your way. Somebody needs to say he will to that evil that's troubling you. You need to say he will deliver me. He will bring me peace. He will give me healing. He will make my enemies my footstool. He will give me the peace in the midst of the storm. He will take care of his child. And so he says, he will not suffer thy foot to be moved. He that keepeth Israel will not slumber. In verse 4, he says, behold, he that keepeth Israel shall neither slumber nor sleep. In other words, he had history with God, that God was the one that was the watchman, that he was the one that when the enemy tried to overtake you, when evil tried to ruin your life, when trouble tried to get in your way, when storms of life tried to overflow you, when the enemy came in like a flood, God lifted a standard. God said, peace be still. God turned the situation around. God was the friend in the midnight hour. God was the one that paid the bill. God was the one that kept the lights on. God was the one that kept the family together. God was the one that delivered you from the evil of the hand of the enemy. And so he says, I know God for myself. And he goes on in verse 5, he says, the Lord is thy keeper. The Lord is the shade upon thy right hand. And in other words, God is the one that is your shield. God is the one that is your battle axe. God is the one that is your strong tower. God is the one that is the buckler that holds your situation together. God is the one that'll give you a peace of mind in the midst of the storm. God is the one that will stand up and be your friend when nobody else will be a friend. God is the one that will step in when everybody else says you're guilty and send his only begotten son to pay a price that you couldn't pay and wipe your slate clean. And when they come and justice demands that you should die, that Jesus will stand up and say, hold on, I've already paid the price. I already wiped the slate clean. I've already given him a new start. I'm the one that will deliver him. I'm the one that set him apart in my righteousness, under my blood, under my anointing. And when you understand that for yourself, you can be like David and Joseph that says we're going to continue to lean and depend on the Lord. So he says in verse 6, the sun shall not smite thee by day, nor the moon by night. Sometimes, Lord have mercy, the enemy try to catch you off guard. Sometimes you be going minding your business in the daytime and something will pop off and try to throw you for a loop. And sometimes before you get ready to go to bed or you're relaxing at night, something will try to jump off at midnight and something will try to upset you at night. And in other words, all day long, there seems like there's something that's trying to pull you and trying to discourage you or trying to cause depression or trying to cause sickness or trying to cause confusion in the life or the life of your family. But he says in his word, amen, that he will not smite thee by day nor the moon by night. In other words, God got you covered Look at somebody and say, God's got me covered day and night. Look at somebody and say, it don't matter if it's in the daytime. It don't matter if it's in the nighttime. Because God doesn't sleep. Because God doesn't slumber. That God has got my back. Look at somebody and say, God has got my back morning, noon, and night. So because he has my back morning, noon, and night, I don't have to fear any evil, and I can continue to lean and depend on God. And so he goes on in verse 7, and he lets you know what God is doing for you. In verse 9, verse 7, he says, the Lord shall preserve thee from all evil. Not only was David dealing with evil, but Joseph was dealing with evil also. And if Joseph and David were dealing with evil, we also deal with evil and troubling situations in our lives. But because we can continue to lean and depend on God, and because we know the God that doesn't sleep nor slumber, in verse 7, it says, the Lord shall preserve thee from all evil. He shall preserve their soul. In other words, God has sealed you through the power of his Holy Spirit until the day of redemption, that even though the enemy might try, even though the enemy might cry and come against you, the record declares that no weapon that is formed against you shall prosper. When we talked about the word of God last week, it says that all things work together for the good of them that love God and are called according to his purpose. We even looked at Paul when he said that he's persuaded, amen, that there is nothing that can separate you from the love of God which is in Christ Jesus. And when you have the understanding that you're more than a conqueror, that God will fight your battle, that God says no weapon formed against you, that God will prosper, that God said that he will deliver thy soul from evil, not just any evil, but all evil, and he shall preserve your soul, then you will have a greater appreciation and understanding, amen, that you can continue to lean and depend on God. And then finally, in this verse 8, Lord have mercy. Sometimes folk try to scare you and things try to scare you. But in verse 8, he says, the Lord shall preserve thy going out and thy coming in. Think about that. Amen. Whenever you leave out, God's going to bless you. Whenever you leave out, God's going to protect you. Whenever you come back in, God's going to protect you. And other words, like we talked about last week about the Holy Spirit, amen. You got the Holy Spirit on the inside, and you got the Holy Spirit on the outside that's protecting you, that's protecting me from all evil. Have I got a witness today? Somebody say, glory, he's got me covered inside and out. And because God's got you covered inside and out, he blesses your going out, he blesses your coming in, he blesses you morning, he blesses you at night. In other words, God has got you covered no matter what the trouble, no matter what the evil situation is. And because God has you covered like that, you can declare without a shadow of a doubt that I can continue to lean and depend on God, because God, amen, has got your back. And so as we speak a word of encouragement to you, sometimes because we're human, the trials and the trouble and the evil that's pervasive in this world will have a tendency to beat you down. Sometimes you feel like you've been troubled on every hand. Sometimes you feel like giving up in the midst of the storm. Sometimes you feel like you just can't make it. But I'm here to tell you, when you feel like giving up in the midst of the storm, when you feel like you just can't make it, when you feel like you're tired and run down and you're tired of this and you're tired of that. It's been a long 2 years, and I know you're tired of the ravaging pandemic of COVID-19, but I'm here to give you some encouragement this morning. You can still lean and depend on God. Have I got a witness this morning? Because year one, you didn't know how you made it through COVID. But I'm here to tell you, the only reason you were able to make it through COVID is because God was the one that says, you can lean and depend on me. Because you were like the psalmist in 121 that said, I will look to the hill from whence cometh my help, and all my help comes from the Lord. And because you leaned and depend on God, God brought you through year one of COVID. God brought you through year two of COVID. Have I got a witness? There may have been Omicron. There may have been Delta. There may have been the original strain. There might be more strains. But I'm here to tell you that if the trouble comes and the evil comes and the sickness comes, you still can lean. Somebody said, I'm leaning on the everlasting arms. I'm leaning and depending on God. And so as I get ready to let you go, in that 50th chapter of the book of Genesis, we see a young man who had been brought up in the fear and the admonition of God. He had gone through struggles all his life. The songwriter said, trouble in my way, I gotta cry sometimes. So much trouble in my way. But the conclusion of that song says that Jesus will fix it. May not be right now, but after a while, somebody know that Jesus will fix it after a while. And while I'm waiting on the Lord, I'm going to lean and depend on God. I'm going to lean. If I can't stand up, I'm going to lean. If I can't get up, I'm going to lean. If the struggle's been too long, if you see like I feel like giving up, I'm going to lean and depend on God. And so as we go to Joseph, Joseph as a young man had visions and dreams, and he had a relation with his father and his heavenly father. He was one that God had favor on. So folk hated him, folk despised him, his own family members misused and abused him. They put him in a situation where he was sold into slavery. But don't you know, he leaned and depended on God. And because of his leaning and depending on God, God was the one that brought him from trouble and situation and circumstance and evil times one by one. And because God was the one that did it, he didn't have any problems with his brothers that insisted. Brothers and family that treated him wrong, but he understood that God was working it out. And when you have a relationship with God, you understand that even though there might be trouble in your way, even though there might be an evil situation, that God is still working it out. Look at somebody and say, it might be rough right now, but God is still working it out. Look at somebody and say, it might be evil right now, but God is still working it out. And even in the midst of the trouble, even in the midst of the trial, even in the midst of the evil situation, if you still lean and depend on God, God will see you through. God will bring you out. God will turn the situation around. So that gets us to this last verse that we're going to cover. When you look at verse 20 of Genesis chapter 50, he says, but as for you, you thought evil against me, but God meant it unto good to bring to pass as it is this day to save much people alive. In other words, the reason that we're going through is because God doesn't desire that anyone would be lost, that God would use you, that God would use your trial, that God would use your tribulation, that God would use you in the midst of evil, that God would use you in the midst of the storm to be able to show and demonstrate to those that are around you that there's a reality and serving a true and a living God. And even those that spitefully use you and said all manner of evil against you falsely for the sake of God, God was the one that brought you through, that God was the one that you leaned and depended on, that God was the one that you looked to like the psalmist that said, I am looking to the hills from whence cometh my help, knowing all my help comes from the Lord. And when you understand that, my brothers and sisters, when you understand where your help comes from, you don't have to worry about the evil and the trouble of this world. You don't have to worry about when it looks bad, and sometimes, Lord have mercy, it looks bad, it feels bad. It is bad, amen. But you know you have a God in heaven, Lord have mercy, that sent his only son, amen, to be Lord and Savior of your life, that sent his Holy Spirit to seal you until the day of redemption, that says, I got you going out, I got you coming in, I got your spirit on the inside, I got the Holy Spirit on the outside, that when things are troubling you, when things are controlling, amen, the situation, amen, that looks like it's skewing toward evil, amen, God will not let it overcome you. God will not allow it to overflow you. God says, I got your soul. God says, I've got you. I've got you inside and outside. And no matter what's going on, continue to lean and depend on me, and I will bring you out. So I want to encourage you today, whatever you might be going through, amen, continue to lean and depend on God. Know that God's going to have the final say-so. Know without a shadow of a doubt, amen, he is that friend that will stick closer than a brother, that he is the one, amen, that has the end of the story already written, amen. And like Joseph, what they meant for evil, God meant it for good. So many people that were facing famine and trouble at that time would be able to be kept alive. So many people would be able to see his walk with God and turn to God. So many people would see your walk and see your relationship with God. And even in the midst of the trouble and the trials and the presence of evil, you still held up the bloodstained banner. You still leaned and depended on God. And because of your steadfastness, because of your relationship with God, many people will be saved. Many people will be allowed to experience life, an abundant life with Christ Jesus, because of your witness, your testimony, that you leaned and you depended on God. And so while we look to Jesus, the author and the finisher of our faith, he went through trials, he went through tribulation, he met evil, he overcame evil with good. He went through all kinds of struggles. And the reason why he went through is so that you and I could be brought alive, that we could be saved. And because he went through that, God, amen, raised him from the dead. God delivered him from the hands of the enemy, that he raised him and accepted his sacrifice, and that he's seated at the right hand of God. And he's making, like we talked about last week, intercessions for us, along with the Holy Spirit on the inside and the Holy Spirit that's keeping us on the outside. And because of that, in times of struggle, in times of being evil surrounding and situation, we can still lean and depend on God. Jesus said on Calvary's cross, hanging on the cross, He says, Father, into thy hand I commend my spirit. And then he gave up the ghost. In other words, he was trusting God with his very life to carry out what God's will would be done, so that those that were lost, many would be saved. Many would be saved. And so we thank God today, amen, that he encourages, amen, he encourages us that we can continue, amen, to lean and depend on him. Amen. God bless you today. Encourage you today. Amen. It's been some difficult last two, going on 3 years. Amen. But because of your relationship, your foundational relationship with God, even in the midst of trouble and evil and trouble in the land, amen, you have been able to endure. Amen. You have been able to continue to walk upright. Amen. According to the word of God. Amen. And you're doing this because you have learned to lean, continue to lean and depend on God. Amen. So I encourage you to continue to do that. Stay in his word. Stay in prayer. Amen. Stay in constant communication with him through the power of the Holy Spirit. And know through his word, amen, that God's got your back. He's got you inside, outside. He's got you going out and you're coming in. You've got everything you need. Amen. And he won't sleep and he won't slumber. Amen. And he'll make sure that he is true to his word and every promise that he's given to you and I. Amen. Amen. God bless you today. Pray that heaven will continue to smile upon you. Amen. And that you will continue to lean and depend on God. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for your word. We thank you for the young men of David and Joseph, God. We thank you for the power of your Holy Spirit that truly, God, lets us know that you are true to your word. And, oh, God, as we oftentimes in these bodies get a little weary, get a little weak, God, help us to continue to look to those hills and see that it's your majestic hand that made them. And, oh, God, the understanding that if you have made these things, God, that surely you can take care of your children and that truly you are true to your word. And God, as we draw encouragement from your word and the power of your spirit, help us to realize that you want none to be lost, God. And through our going through our ups and downs and through our ability to go through trials and tribulation, even in the midst of evil situations, that our testimony, amen, will be a witness to those that are lost, and that through that witness, God, they will come to know you as Lord and Savior of their lives. Oh, God, we thank you for allowing us to serve. We thank you for allowing us to be a witness. We thank you for the power and the presence of your Holy Spirit that guides us from day to day. So, God, help to encourage us that when we feel like that, that we should continue to lean and depend on you. And now may your love, the grace of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, the sweet communion of the Holy Spirit, continue to rest, rule, and abide with us both now and forever. And let the redeemed of the Lord sing together. Amen. 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 Do yourself a favor. Call somebody. Let them know that you love them. Let them know that you continue to lean and depend on the Lord in spite of the situation that you're in. God bless you. Have an ever smile upon you. Have a wonderful day.